This next story is the first in a series that will feature on privacy, surveillance and security after revelations this week that a UK firm gained access to personal information from more than 50 million Facebook profiles and used that information in the 2016 presidential election. The story has seen billions of dollars wiped off the value of the company and led to a social media campaign, hashtag delete Facebook. And just a few hours ago, Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, deleted his Facebook profile. Today, we take a look at the Facebook phenomenon known as sharenting, the term used for parents who post photos of their babies, infants and young children online. It might pay to stop and think before posting that potentially embarrassing baby photo. Privacy and surveillance experts say that European countries are way ahead of Australia in preparing laws to protect children from their parents putting their lives online before they can even consent. George Roberts reports.
On his short walk to the surveillance forum, the co-vice president of Queensland's Council on Civil Liberties, Angus Murray, made a keen observation.
In the course of me walking from Creek Street, which is literally less than 150 metres down the road from here, I counted seven CCTV cameras.
Queensland's Privacy Commissioner Phil Green says there's probably closer to 100 cameras lining that route.
Just to put it in perspective, in Queensland, the government, local government, we probably run about 70,000 video cameras, fixed cameras, not including body-worn cameras and all these mobile things that are coming out.
For children, even before governments start filming and building a biometric database about them, some parents might have started the ball rolling. Liam Pomfret from Electronic Frontiers Australia explains.
When I was young, I only had to worry about my parents showing my embarrassing baby photos to my friends when they came around to my house. Children nowadays have to hope that their parents never upload that to Facebook because they're never going to get away from that. Someone's going to save it to their hard drives and then repost it again later, even if your parents delete it. This whole sharenting thing.
Samson Esaias from the University of Oslo says the data collected by companies like Facebook and Google is tantamount to corporate surveillance for commercial means.
What scares me a little bit about that kind of corporate surveillance, for-profit surveillance, you can call it, is that it's driven by our desires, by our likes, by our passions, and by our desires to socialise.
Unlike Australia, Samson Esaias says European countries are bringing in so-called right-to-be-forgotten laws, where people can demand that companies delete all the data they have about them. But what about children, whose parents start sharenting or posting them on social media before they can consent? Samson Esaias again.
You create an account from an early age and the child did not know what's happening, and at some point they realise that all their life has been recorded.
He says European countries are onto that too.
So I think there is an interesting development, at least in Europe. The right to be forgotten has a special protection when it applies to child. So it's even more stronger when data about a child is being collected without being, you know, able to consent to that data. They have a stronger protection where you can actually go to delete without any barriers. So that's quite an interesting right to have.
But there's no such laws in Australia. Queensland's Privacy Commissioner is Phil Green.
There's serious gaps in our privacy protection framework in this country. Europe's definitely ahead.
That's Queensland's Privacy Commissioner Phil Green speaking to our reporter George Roberts. And next week, George brings you another in this series. Tune in to hear about how companies are watching and listening to you offline and in your home.